A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled welcomes you to the Players Club, sponsored by UCCU.
One, blue, one.
Tuesday nights at 7, Utah defensive lineman Devin Kaufusi joins KSL for an insider look at the Utah Utes football team. Join Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey in the Unrivaled Players Club on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. It is the Players Club. Devin Kaufusi joining us. We're at the State Fair for the Tour de Fans, brought to you by General RV. And, so we've been hitting the road all the Wednesdays that you can handle, bro. We're going to be hitting the road as much as we can, hanging out and letting people sign up to win tickets to various games. We're going to have Jazz tickets throughout the year. We're going to have Utes tickets. We're going to have some Utah State tickets in there. We got BYU versus Arizona State coming up this weekend. You can win tickets, too. So, we're having a fun time. And like I said, I'll tell you one thing that I can't do anymore. I can't do, like, any rides that spin. No. I'm watching these rides spin, Devin, like the Gravitron and stuff. And I'm like, and just my 40-year-old body is aching looking at it. 17-year-old me was here. You know what I mean? This was my jam. I'm about to barf just looking at some of the things that people are riding around here. So if you want to come down, if that's your speed, then you can hang out and do that. Is that a football – you can't do that during football season, though. That's, like, against all the rules, I feel like.
I guess so. I feel like there would be something better for us to do than go on rides and stuff and stuff. I'm always scared, you know, if I could even fit in them or, you know – I feel like sometimes, you know,
your legs.
I'm not the average
ground.
Person. Yeah, no, I'm not the average size person in these rides. So
it'd be fun to watch you squeeze into one of those rides, Devin.
Yeah, the Devin Kaufusi of 2021 had to put on some lbs for the position. Yeah, you might be over the height and weight limit.
Yeah,
this
I mean, might not buckle in, and then I got to walk the walk of shame.
I've seen those videos on YouTube. Yeah. I've seen those videos on YouTube. They're like, I'm not gonna fall out of this, am I? They're like, no. And then they're like hanging on for dear life. That's gonna be you on one.
Now the best one is when the people pass out.
Oh, see, that might be me now. I would throw up. I definitely can't.
Oh,
do
man.
When you get older, you can't do that. You can't do those motion rides anymore. Now, Devin, when we get to before we get back to some X's and O's parts of this thing, I want to ask you about what you do during the week that's non-football related. Like, how do you – because, like, you know, as adults now, I'm talked to a lot about – and I've got a bunch of kids, too. So I have this – we're always talked to about our work-life balance, which doesn't – I feel like for football guys, you kind of have to just live football and breathe football. But at the same time, what do you do when you get home to relax a little bit to get your mind off of football, at least for the moment?
You know, I'm a big movie guy, and, you know, if that happens, I watch a lot of movies and, TV series during football season. Because, one, I get home, I'm too exhausted to go do anything like the state fair or anything.
So I
want to be able to do something, you know, low impact where I can just, you know, relax and have the recovery process be going smoothly for my body.
What is your jam currently on Netflix?
Oh, man, I just Netflix, I actually just got an HBO Max account.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're watching Hard Knocks then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe some Hard Knocks. Or I just started the Matrix. They got the whole Matrix trilogy on
and the new one's going to come out.
And the new one's coming out, and so I watched the first one the other night. And I didn't
even know what I was watching during the trailer the other day. I was like, what am I even watching right now? Trinity doesn't know who Neo is? Neo's name is like Craig or something? Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm all sorts of thrown off. I got to go back and rewatch all those.
Uh-huh. Scott's never watched the Matrix.
Scott's never seen the Matrix,
Devin. Oh, you got to.
Please.
Yeah,
I can't.
Even today, it's still a great film. Even watching the other night, I was like, this film
is
ever, so good.
Devin, do you ever find yourself like being careful of the movies that you watch during the week? Just so, like when you talk about this balance and can it get you too hyped up for games too early? Or there things, you know, are there things
rom-coms kind of get you too emotional?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I mean, just stick to The Bachelor and watch that kind of stuff. Keep
no,
it light.
I kind of like the kind of the big brain twist and stuff. That's kind of out of this world.
Good.
So, like, The Matrix is sweet. There's a couple of guys on the team, my buddies. We love talking conspiracy theories and stuff. So the whole, like, is this a simulation talk of this week has been around the lunch and dinner table. And, yeah, just like something like that, going out to eat. We went out to eat with some of the guys on my team, my close buddies. And so went out and hit Chili Tepin last night, and that was really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Chili Tepin.
So with the conspiracy theories, are you guys, like, into the world is flat theory? Or which ones are you into?
Some Kyrie Irving stuff.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything. Some to get a laugh out of, some that, you know, we're able just to connect the dots in a sense. So, you know, Hollow Earth, I don't know if you heard that one.
I've not. What is
Hollow Earth? What's Hollow Earth?
Please help me.
You know, from what I've read and been able to, you know, discuss and everything, it was the Earth is actually hollow, and inside, you know, the inner Earth is actually its own world and ecosystem, and the entry points are through the Arctic Circle, you know, the Arctic Circles of the North and South Pole, and, you know, no one's able to go there, and so you can go down the rabbit hole and stuff too, and so
literally, if you want to get to Hollow Earth,
the Arctic Circle, isn't that like a restaurant?
Yeah, it is.
The Arctic Circle. Maybe that, you know, the fry
Hollow
sauce.
Earth theory. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, I can go down a weird rabbit hole here, man.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's all fun and stuff. That's
well, how far do you go with them?
You can joke about it, but are there players on the team who are like, I'm telling you, Kafusi, this is real stuff. I met a Hollow Earther. I met somebody who used to live under the earth, and they came out.
Not too serious, no, not at all. It's all laughing and stuff, and it's kind of funny because now we're able just to, you know, bring it up or point things out that relate to
that's
it.
That's good.
We talked the other night. We were going off about astrology, you know, just kind of people's signs and everything. And
you can get that major at Utah, the astrology major now.
You can?
No, come on. Astrology, very different from astronomy. I took astronomy when I was in college. It's amazing.
How many
class.
Guys on the team actually are in the gaming program?
Oh, yeah.
You have guys?
A lot of guys play games. You know, I was able to, you know.
The major?
The gaming? I'm not sure, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there's like.
No, that's a thing, actually.
I know it is. They're like one of the better gaming schools, too. So
yeah,
I would imagine that's like a way that a lot of players now hang out is they get together.
It's how me and my brothers, you know, do it during season and stuff. You know, we're able to talk on the phone and FaceTime.
Right.
But, you know, if time allows it, we like jumping on and playing some Xbox together and. It's really fun.
Gaming connects families in today's world.
It does. You know what, Scott, you should do a PSA about it. You know, gaming brings people together. Do you know Devin Kafusi? He and his brothers. That's the way they stick together all season long. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. We got our final segment with Devin coming up at 8:05. We've got Bill Riley, voice of the Utes, who's gonna join us as well to break down a little bit of San Diego State. We're gonna have a final segment with Devin, and we're gonna break down San Diego State once and for all. And I want to see what the bounce back is going to be like as they travel down there to Los Angeles to take on San Diego State, where we'll come back. I've also bookmarked a couple of Hollow Earth websites already. So
right on.
I'm going to jump in and just kind of see where we go from here. So let the conspiracy theories flow this evening. We've got more to go. Stay right here with us. It's the Tour de Fans brought to you by General RV. We're at the Utah State Fair this evening. The Travis Tritt concert going on behind us right here at the Days of 47 Arena. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.